This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. And, of course, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet, the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and emergency room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Let's not forget our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done. Also, our bulk mail center drivers, Felix and the gang, all in the bulk mail to the post offices so we get our letters and all that delivered to us today. Now, MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social, Twitter, and Instagram are ways where you can communicate to us on the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, a lot of people won't call the show, and that's fine. I get that. But you can certainly go to our Facebook page, the Captain's America Third Watch, the official Captain's America Third Watch. You can send us a message there. But the easiest way to do it is to go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And send us a message right off that website. And it gets to us within 5 minutes or so. And then, depending on who gets it, myself or Kyle, we'll take a look at it and we'll get it up there as soon as we can and give you a comment or say howdy to you or whatever it is that's going on. So that's the Captain's America Third Watch.com and a website. Now, don't forget that we also have, along with that website, our podcasts over there. So you can not only catch the podcast over there, but you can catch us streaming over there as well. The show streams all day long until the next live show comes on. And joining us right now, the professor of politics himself out there in California, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Would you like to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs. And we know it, and we're letting you know it. You know, Kyle, there have been some non-approved websites profiting from the online sale of abortion pills, and that number is surging. And what people need to understand is that when they say they're non-approved, that means you might not be getting what you're ordering, correct?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, any time having anything to do with something, any kind of medication, or in this case, this particular drug, you know, if it's not coming from something that has any kind of legitimacy to it medically, you have to be suspect.
Right. And I would never buy anything in the terms of prescription drugs or anything like that off the internet. If I can't see what I'm buying and I'm not talking to the person that I'm buying it from, then I'll be damned if I'm going to use the internet.
Well, that's right. And a lot of times these websites, Captain, they're not U.S.-based, for one thing. They're somewhere else in the globe somewhere, and many times it's hard to tell where it's coming from and so forth. So everybody should be very, very wary about things like that.
Now, a Uzbek man who had plotted to bankroll ISIS wannabes hoping to fight in Syria was sentenced late last week in a Brooklyn federal court to 11 years behind bars. Now, I'm going to butcher the name, but here it goes. Dilshad Kuzanov, 37, admitted to plotting to pay to travel expenses for one of the jihadist hopefuls to join the Islamic State of Iraq and al-Sham and the al-Nusra Front. Kuzanov lived near Chicago, but the would-be fighters he sponsored were from Brooklyn, and he was caught trying to pass through the John F. Kennedy Airport.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, this kind of thing is continuing on. It's certainly you don't hear about it in the news every day, but you still have people who are that extreme and they're that dedicated.
Well, we should have heard about this when it happened, and we didn't.
Right. Well, exactly right. And, well, of course, we hear about all kinds of other stuff, though, don't we? We hear about climate change. We hear about Donald Trump, and we hear about, you know, we're going to raid his home, and we hear about that stuff, but we don't hear about some of this other stuff that seems pretty important.
Yeah, you're right. And I know something else we didn't hear about. We didn't hear about the fact that a majority of Americans believe more needs to be done to stop the professional athletes from engaging in sexual misconduct because one of the ballplayers got arrested over the weekend, and Gary Busey, I guess that's where you pronounce his name, got arrested in some sort of comic deal.
Yeah, I think it was, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was Monster Mania or something like that. It was a convention, you know, for fans.
Well, he did star in a bunch of B-graded monster movies.
Well, right. And, of course, he's best known. I think he won an Oscar back in the late 1970s, 78, I think, for the Buddy Holly story. Mm-hmm. Now, Gary Busey also suffered a severe head injury back in the 80s when he was riding his motorcycle in the Los Angeles area without a helmet and had a crash. But no excuse there, obviously, but something's up, and he's got some pretty bad accusations.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Capitalist America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. Don't go nowhere.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
When you need to know, the Captain's America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Mr. Frank, we are going to do it. To it like Sonny Pruitt. And how many years, folks, have I been telling you about Relief Factor? 8+. That's right, 8+. That's how long I've been taking it. And I take it because it works. It's that simple. And people ask me every day, is that stuff going to work for me? Because I had some of the 1995 bags sitting out on my table at the gun show on Saturday. I said, yes, absolutely. The guy spoke up right beside me. And he says, yes, I've been taking that stuff for a couple years now, and it works really good. He says, I'd recommend you ordering that. So guess what? People bought the product. But here's the deal, okay? Here's the deal. Now, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that runs Relief Factor, are doubling down, trying to see how many people they can get taking their product. And they're really on a mission to get people out of pain. Because this is what's going to happen. You take the 3-week quick start as directed, and you will see a result right away. Now, it took me about 7 to 10 days. Every day got a little better, a little better, a little better. I've been taking it for over 8 years, and I'm still taking it, and I'm not going to stop. Now, my routine and your routine should be you take it in the morning with your breakfast or whenever you have your breakfast, and then you go from there. It gets in your system, and it starts to work. So, check it out by going to relieffactor.com/captain, 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 $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. Because, like Kyle likes to say, what do we tell him, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. All right, we're going to go to the phone line. I think I know who this is, but we're going to check anyway. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm Nelson. I'm from Jasper,
Florida. I knew it. What's up?
Okay. Well, I want to remind the Floridians that there is a primary election on Tuesday of this week.
Really? I had no idea.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, it is.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. Well, but it should be known publicly and so on. It's not a secret. And although the big decision is going to be in November and that sort of thing, but it is on Tuesday. And I wanted to ask Kyle this. I was doing some research on the 87,000 people that are supposedly going to be hired to be IRS agents under this bill that was just passed. And I was wondering, the size of the Pentagon, the number of employees there, would you believe that there are only 27,000 employees in the Pentagon building?
Yep.
And they're going to hire 87,000. Now, I suspect that there will be a headquarters in D.C. for 27,000 of those 87,000, because they all have to have an office, don't they? And I was going to ask Kyle, do you think that there will be a Pentagon-sized building to house the IRS agents for California and the West Coast?
Thanks, Nelson. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
That's a great question, Nelson. Well, I don't know. Maybe there'll just be this massive surplus of office space. Because companies, number one, you have the great resignation going on. Number two, you'll have the economic downturn. So maybe it'll be a windfall for some building owners. But no, I love the way that Nelson put this number into perspective. The Pentagon, when built, was one of the largest buildings in the world, a massive undertaking, and it still is quite an impressive structure. 27,000 people, but they're going to have 87,000 of these new IRS agents. I don't know.
Here's what they're going to do. There are a number of federal buildings that are vacant, a number of federal buildings, office buildings, okay, all around the country. That's where they're going to put them.
Yeah, and I would expect that they would be dispersed,
all around
the country. But it does beg the question, though, are there 87,000 billionaires that each one of these agents is going to target?
Oh, no, no. I know what they're going to do, and so do you. We've talked about this at length for the past couple of weeks. The majority of the audits done by the IRS are people that make less than $75,000 a year. And then the biggest majority out of that group of people are the people that make less than $25,000 a year. And those are the ones that they get the most money out of per capital percentage, because most of them can't afford a tax attorney to fight whatever it is. So they just go, okay, all right, fine, and whatever. And many of them might even not owe the money to begin with.
Well,
do you fight it?
Exactly. And you're right. I'm glad you mentioned about the tax attorney, because, you know, a lot of folks, they may do their own taxes or they don't have a CPA doing them. They're not up to date on the latest developments and things like that. So there's a great degree it puts them at a disadvantage. But Captain, can you imagine how the American people are going to react? Because everybody's going to know somebody who's getting audited, right? Everybody's going to know somebody who's, and the stories are going to start circulating. Who knows? They might be suppressed on some social media, but, you know, I'm not trying to be joking about it, but people are going to find out about this and they're going to say, well, the Democrats did this, and the Democrats did this so that they can go find a bunch of money that they can pay for their programs with.
Right.
Especially what started up here now with the Inflation Reduction Act.
Yep, and they're banking the farm on that they're going to get enough money to pay for all this, because after all, it was all going to be taken care of by the people, the billionaires, and you know, that sort of thing. No, it's not. Never was, never could have been.
And that's why they have that euphemism. They got to start paying their fair share and all that. But you're right. It's just,
well, let's start with the people that say that. Are they paying their fair share?
Yeah, good.
I'll bet they're not.
Probably not. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. But the idea, this notion of weaponizing, at least the appearance of weaponizing, and in the sense that, you know, wait a minute, you know, the American people, we're going to go and we're going to show how they've got ill-gotten gains and they're not paying their fair share and so forth. When people are literally hurting, we're in a recession, like you mentioned, mm-hmm. Captain. We're in a recession. It doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon. And now mm-hmm. we're going to really terrify the people? That's not the right way to go.
Well, over the last 21 years, companies like FedEx and UPS have gotten roughly $750 million in parking ticket discounts. You heard me right. Parking ticket discounts not available to smaller businesses in New York City. Now, the same smaller businesses that have to navigate the same parking and street rules followed by the likes of FedEx and UPS. Now, this came out in a story yesterday from the New York Daily News with records that were obtained by them showing it.
Well, right. So this is, you know, can you imagine how other companies must feel that this is happening, because it feels like a perk for a big business.
Well, it's a perk for FedEx and UPS, because if people want their parcels delivered, I can hear them saying it now. Hey, if you want your parcels delivered, we have to be able to double park or do this or do that. If you're going to write us a ticket, fine. But we're not going to pay the full amount because somebody's in there blocking our spot that shouldn't be there to begin with. Something like that is what you're going to hear.
Well, sure.
And they got a perfect leg to stand on. So rather than fight every ticket, they're just going to pay a reduced amount, which is going to save them, it says, $750 million over the last 21 years. That's, let's see, 35, that's 35, 37, yeah, million dollars a year. Holy smokes.
Yeah, but they're still paying, and in the sense that that's also going to eventually be seen by the customer, because this is cost of doing business. It's going to cost us this much every year to pay parking tickets, no matter if we get a discount or not.
Now, the media is trying to manufacture panic over monkeypox, but it's not something that should elicit constant hysterics, because most Americans are not going to have to worry about the risk for infection. But by some headlines, you'd think that monkeypox is COVID 3.0 on steroids. Well, first of all, if you're not gay, you don't need to really be all that concerned about it. But I'll tell you this much, that seems to be the group of people that are getting hit the most because of their lifestyle. And that's all I'll say about that.
Well, just like when AIDS started up, it was primarily in the gay community back
Sure.
in the early mid-80s. These viruses, though, do have a way of finding their way into the population, because you have blood transfusions, you have things like that. That was what happened with the young boy Ryan White. He died of AIDS at a very young age because of a blood transfusion. But that being said, I think that obviously, any medical issue like this has to be taken very seriously, but the administration, I think, would like for it to be a lot more alarming than maybe it truly is.
All righty, hold that thought. Don't go anywhere. Kyle's going to be right back with me on the Captain's America Third Watch, and this is the Monday Morning Edition. So, take it away, go on the break.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Marissa reporting. New York Republican and West New York congressional candidate Carl Palladino reportedly said in a recent interview that Attorney General Merrick Garland should be executed. Then Palladino walked it all back, claiming he was just making a little jokey joke. Palladino, who's been endorsed by the third highest ranking House Republican, Representative Elise Stefanik of New York said during an interview with Breitbart last weekend that he thinks Garland probably should be executed, and according to the Associated Press. Hydroelectric turbines may stop turning. Las Vegas and Phoenix may be forced to restrict water usage or growth. Farmers might cease growing some crops, leaving fields of lettuce and melons to turn to dust. Those are a few of the dire consequences that could result if states, cities, and farms across the American West cannot agree on how to cut the amount of water they draw from the Colorado River. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, and this segment brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow and MyStore.com. Yep, that's right, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. Two different ways that you can save a bunch of money with our good friend Mike Lindell. Now, I will tell you this. All you need is the promo code CAPTAIN. It gets you into either store portal, and it will save you a lot of money. Now, let me give you an example. The new MyPillow slippers are out now because everybody bought the older ones that were out there and pretty much cleaned them out. So now he's got a new style of slippers in there. You can get them by going over to MyPillow.com and then go over and look at the My Slippers display that's there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's right, the promo code CAPTAIN. And you'll be able to get those slippers for $29.95. That's one hell of a savings. And oh, by the way, right now, you can not only get the Giza MyPillow bed sheets, the Giza Elegance MyPillows, the towel sets, and everything else that he has to offer there, up to a 66% discount on the single items if you want to buy them that way, or you can buy the BOGOs. Again, you have to go to MyPillow.com, go into the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN to get entrance into it, and then have fun. Have fun. Shop till you drop. Now, there is a phone number you can call to do all of this, too. 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. One more time on the number. 800-641-5459. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you can tell them that you're interested in either what MyPillow.com has, or they'll tell you about the specials over at MyStore.com. So there you go. You get to save money either way with Mike Lindell and his great company. And I'll tell you what, a lot of people say, well, he has to give those specials to sell anything because your marked up so darn high. No, they're not. Go take a look at what they sell this stuff for in the big box stores with the competitors that are in there. You would be shocked to see that the markup is that high. Mike Lindell's giving you a deal, a real deal. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. What is it, hey, Kyle?
Hey, Captain.
We've had a terrible story out of Indiana. Actually, this happened yesterday, but it's been carrying on into the night because they now are starting to come up with some identification for these college students. Some of them were Indiana State football players that were killed in a horrible traffic wreck. Do you want to tell us about it?
That's right, Captain. Around 1:34 a.m. early Sunday morning on State Route 46 at Main Street in Riley, Indiana, they now believe that, according to the initial investigation, a vehicle left the roadway and struck a tree before it caught fire. And what they found out, of course, is that three people were killed in the accident. We understand another two people who were in the vehicle were also injured. And this, again, is a single vehicle crash that occurred. Now, early on, it was thought that there were ISU or Indiana State University football players there. We understand that Indiana State University has confirmed that at least one of the students was, in fact, one of the football players there. We're pending identifications on others. But it's a very, very dark day, a very, very sad day for the families of these young people, and especially because, of course, they were on their way to their college careers and so forth. So very, very sad. And, in fact, for those listening in that area, they have established a counseling service for students and faculty and staff at area code 812-237-3939. That's 812-237-3939. And again, more details will be forthcoming about this, but it's a single vehicle crash. They don't know what exactly happened yet, but three people dead, two others badly injured.
Wow. That's all I can say. Wow. You never know. By the way, Pennsylvania, you voters in Pennsylvania, the latest poll that's come out there shows it being a very tight race for Dr. Oz and the gubernatorial GOP candidate, Doug Mastriano, going up against their Democratic counterparts. So we'll see what happens over there. The latest Trafalgar Group poll has this well within the margin of error. It's a toss-up right now. As far as who might win and who might not win. And Senator Mitch McConnell, who's on the National Senate something or another, he's got some sort of pack, I guess is what it is, just sunk $34 million into advertising for Dr. Oz.
Very interesting. Very interesting. I believe he's running against Fetterman, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
And of course, John Fetterman, he suffered a stroke recently. He's now back on the campaign trail as best as possible. And of course, we wish him well. Everybody does. But at the same time, given that being said, John Fetterman's very left-leaning policies, he's campaigning as well about eliminating the filibuster. This kind of stuff is just going to be a real poison for the Senate moving forward if that were to ever happen. So his politics are very, very radical.
Now, Ohio, the city of Napierville, Ohio, or I'm sorry, Illinois, I had that wrong, it was Ohio too, Napier, Illinois, and I talked to a friend of mine there yesterday, will prohibit the sale of assault rifles in the city effective January 1st. After listening to 4 hours of passionate pleas from more than 100 speakers, the Napier City Council voted 8-1 in the early morning hours last week to amend city code to prohibit the sale of weapons similar to those used in recent mass shootings in Highland Park, Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo, New York. Many opponents to the proposed change urged the council to instead put more money towards mental health services and school security, which is a good point. That's where it should be going. But they said, nope, not going to do it.
Well, and a lot of this, it is very political. It's done under the guise of trying to save lives or to at least to have that appearance that something is, quote, being done. But, of course, here we go again with the definition of assault rifle. Is there a particular definition for that in the sense that is it weapons that they simply choose that day, these are the weapons we're going to ban? So, unfortunately, becomes a blow to people being able to choose something to protect themselves.
It is not the gun that kills the people. It is the person with the gun.
Well, precisely. Yep. Exactly right.
And they still can't get that right.
Well, exactly. And I think that it's on the right track. You have to be able to have better mental health services and mm-hmm. better screening. It's unfortunate, Captain, so many times we've seen something very bad happen. The system did not work as designed because something else went wrong, and we should be also trying to right those wrongs as opposed to penalizing responsible law-abiding gun owners.
Well, we'll conclude the segment with Brian Stelter, who finished his final episode of Reliable Sources. He's history now. He didn't exactly let the door hit him in the butt on the way out. He had a few things to say, and nothing any more than what you would expect from somebody that, you know, probably way overstated his authority or whatever he thought he had for authority. Let me just see if I can play a short clip here. I'm going to try anyway.
Hey, I am Brian Stelter. I am live in New York, and this is still Reliable Sources. All right, here we go.
That was the way it started. And he pretty much kissed everybody's hand and then on the way out the door said, there will still be a CNN and I will do what I can to back him up because there needs to be someone watching what the media does, blah, 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 this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, well, he was supposed to be watching what the media does. He made it into a one-man band anti-Donald Trump campaign.
Well, sure, and for a time they got some ratings on that. But here's the thing, Captain. It's not working, and the ratings aren't working.
You think?
And this is why CNN is mm-hmm. looking to kind of return to its roots, as it were.
Well, you know who's on the list to go next?
Who's that?
Don Lemon.
Uh-oh.
And he has been mentioned. His show has been mentioned that it's not going to be in the new lineup.
Well, again, I think it has to do with how the public reacts, and they've got to run a business just like anybody else in broadcasting. It's not working.
Yes, indeedy. Okay, folks, hold that thought. Kyle and I are coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, it's your turn.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk. Come on now.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
That's a little AC/DC. I feel safe in New York City. And that was before yesterday or the day before, right, Kyle?
That's right, yeah.
And that goes back, what, about, what, 10 years or more?
Back to about, I think, the year 2000.
Okay, so it goes back 22 years. Well, they probably did feel safe in New York City then. Who knows? Right?
I would think so. I would think so, yeah.
All right, take it away with the weather. Tell me what's going on where you're at.
Well, thank you, Captain. The rain we were talking about, the severe and heavy thunderstorms we were seeing, especially in the area of Parker, Arizona, last hour, looks like a lot of that is now moving south. It's down now south of Blythe, California, still coming across, though, the Interstate I-10. This is going to be near Desert Center on I-10, where you're going to see some of the heavy rain. A lot of it also has moved south right now just north of Yuma. So if you're traveling in that area, watch out because it could be coming your way anytime soon here. We still have rain on the radar map, though, heading up still towards Lake Havasu City, over towards Baghdad. Parker, Arizona right now reading partly cloudy and 80 degrees, but can be as high as 105 on Monday. So we still have a lot of heat, of course, in the southwest. Near Albuquerque right now, we got rain on the map. This is going to be in the Albuquerque area. And then south of there as well as you head down Interstate 25, it's going to stay with you until you get a little bit past Bosque at this hour. So be careful with that. We continue as well, of course. We've got some hot and dry weather up in central Idaho, also southeastern Washington, and parts of central Oregon. So be careful out there.
Okay, I'm going to go up north to begin with. Let's go up into Wisconsin, the northeast corner of Wisconsin, to include Green Bay. You've got some unsettled weather coming up later, probably going to have some rain and some thunderstorms to go along with it, maybe even a little bit of flooding, because if you take a look down below, Gary, Indiana, over across to the Michigan line, you've got a fair amount of flooding right along the lake. Michigan's edge right there, so be advised of that. You got unsettled weather in the central part of Ohio from Toledo over to Cleveland, down through Columbus, down towards Cincinnati. That could be also greeting you later on in the day as things warm up. You've also got some flooding going on in the southeastern corner of Ohio tonight, right straight across the Pennsylvania line. Down in the southwestern corner of Pennsylvania. Now, we've had a couple situations flare up here on the eastern seacoast. Right now, on the state line of South Carolina and North Carolina, the state line, we have some severe thunderstorms that are kicked up. We've got some pretty good winds coming in right now off the ocean. This is a system that's up there. It's also got some rain behind it that's going to create some flooding. So be advised, if you're going up the coast there on 17, maybe you're on that highway, you might have some fun with the thunder and lightning that's going on up there for about 20 to 25 miles. And this is a real downpour coming up in there, so you'll probably be hearing about it soon on your local weather radios if you haven't already. Jersey, a little bit of rain up in Jersey tonight. Chesapeake Bay, it looks like we might have some fog up in there. Coming down around Florida, looking pretty good in Florida tonight. Normal afternoon showers and whatnot. The big deal now is Texas. Most of Texas, the central part of Texas, to include Dallas-Fort Worth, it's got a lot of rain going on. You've got flood warnings right now in the Fort Worth area, for sure. Two or three different areas right there where you need to be very, very careful. And if you're out driving around right now in Dallas-Fort Worth, be advised that there's going to be some flooding on some of those lower streets. Also, over into the northwestern corner along I-20 in Louisiana, you're going to have a lot of heavy rain there. It's moving to the east. Rain also goes down towards Laredo. It's pretty much staying stationary down that way. And then the southern part of Kansas right now, you've got a couple of areas up there where it looks like we got a little flooding along the river right there on the Missouri line. So be advised of that. And we could possibly have some more flooding going on in the southern part of Oklahoma, where it is still raining about 50 miles in all the way across from the Texas line to the Arkansas line. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Appreciate him very much. And we, of course, talk to him six nights a week, and we'll be talking to him again tomorrow. Now, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J bring you the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Okay, we're going to go to the phone line. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you see that little message I sent you?
I did.
What do you think? The guy asked you a question, so I'll let you respond to it.
Well, on the executive order, as it relates to a digital currency.
Yeah.
And that the Biden administration is pushing responsible management of digital currency. Now, we don't know what that means. But the bigger issue is defining what digital currency is. Notice they didn't say cryptocurrency.
Right.
And, you know, I wrote an article some time ago, I don't know, about a month or so ago. Sorry, anyway, you know, there's a big brouhaha about reporting transactions of up to $600 to the IRS.
Yep, that happened about 6 months ago. Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the interesting thing. It's not about reporting the income that you may get from PayPal, or I shouldn't say income, but the money transfer from, say, PayPal or Venmo or Zelle or any of these others.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of these platforms have to report the banking information.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the government wants. They want the banking information, which I would say is an illegal search and seizure.
Mm-hmm.
It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is really kind of a digital currency, because you are not handing cash over, or it is not a transaction using a card of some, like a debit card.
Mm-hmm.
This, it uses a debit card or banking information on the backside, but they are tracking your banking transactions. And that, I think, is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. So I think the question is an excellent question. And I think it's one that should, sadly, have been challenged legally, and I haven't seen anybody do that.
Me neither. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch, and Denise Simon, too.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.